Welcome, dear listeners, to the shadowy realm of our scary stories. I'm your guide through the mist of the unknown, where each tale is a journey, and each shadow hides a deeper truth. Tonight, as the wind howls outside and the fire crackles beside you, brace yourself for an eerie tale from the forgotten corners of a cursed village. So dim the light, draw closer, and let the chill of the icebound heart seep into your bones. The winter air in Coldhaven carried a biting chill, a precursor to the legendary coldest night of the year. The sky, a canvas of twilight blue, stretched over the quaint village, its snow-capped roofs and cobblestone streets painting a scene of deceptive tranquility. Amidst this serene setting, Thomas, a young teacher with an air of scholarly curiosity, wrapped his scarf tighter as he strolled through the heart of the village. His breath formed fleeting clouds of mist in the frosty air, and his eyes, reflecting a mix of wonder and trepidation, scanned the wintry landscape. Thomas had arrived in Coldhaven only a few weeks prior, eager to start a new chapter in his life. But as the day waned and shadows stretched their long fingers across the snow, a sense of unease settled over him. He noticed the villagers, wrapped in thick coats and knitted hats, glancing anxiously at the sky, their conversations dwindling to hushed murmurs as he passed. Intrigued and slightly unsettled, Thomas made his way to the local tavern, a warm haven against the cold. The rustic interior, with its wooden beams and the crackling fireplace, provided a comforting respite from the biting cold outside. The aroma of mulled cider and hearty stew mingled in the air, a brief distraction from the impending night. At the bar, Thomas was greeted by the tavern keeper, a burly man named Harold, whose warm smile did little to mask the worry in his eyes. "First winter in Coldhaven, eh?" Harold remarked, pouring a steaming mug of cider for Thomas. "You picked quite the time to join us." Thomas sipped the cider, its warmth spreading through his body. "I've heard whispers about this night," he said cautiously. "The villagers seem frightened." Harold leaned in, his voice dropping to a whisper. "It's the icebound heart," he said, glancing around to ensure no one else was listening. "Every year, on the coldest night, the spirits of the heartbroken return. They say these spirits seek warmth from the living." A shiver ran down Thomas's spine, not from the cold, but from the earnest fear in Harold's voice. "Spirits?" he asked, skepticism laced with curiosity. Just then, a gust of wind rattled the windows, drawing the attention of the tavern's patrons. A hush fell over the room, the only sound being the crackling of the fire. Thomas noticed an elderly woman, wrapped in a shawl, sitting by the hearth. Her eyes, rheumy with age, met his, and she beckoned him over. "My name's Martha," she said, her voice a brittle whisper. "I've lived in Coldhaven all my life, seen many cold nights, but none as fearsome as this one." Thomas sat, captivated by her presence. Martha's hands, gnarled with age, trembled as she spoke. "The spirits, they're real," she continued. "Lost souls, trapped in eternal winter. They come for warmth, for life, and they'll take it from anyone they can." The firelight danced in her eyes, casting eerie shadows on her face. Thomas felt a cold knot form in his stomach. The tales, told in hushed tones, weaved a tapestry of dread and fear that hung heavy in the air. As the night deepened, the villagers began to depart, their footsteps hurried and their faces etched with worry. Thomas, left alone with his thoughts, gazed into the dying embers of the fire. The legends of the icebound heart, once mere whispers, now echoed loudly in his mind, a foreboding chorus to the chilling symphony of the winter's night in Coldhaven. As the evening wore on in Coldhaven, a biting chill seeped through the village, its intensity far surpassing the customary winter cold. A moon, a silvery crescent, hung low in the sky, casting a pale glow over the snow-laden streets. Thomas, stepping out of the tavern, felt the temperature plummet, an icy shroud enveloping the hamlet. The crisp air nipped at his cheeks, and he pulled his coat tighter around him, an instinctive shield against the deepening freeze. Walking through the village, Thomas observed the residents of Coldhaven with heightened attention. Their movements were brisk, their shoulders hunched against the cold. Their faces, usually open and friendly, were now etched with lines of anxiety and fear. Windows were shuttered early, and doors were locked, a tangible sense of dread permeating the atmosphere. Amidst this unsettling scene, Thomas noticed a figure standing by the village fountain, her gaze fixed on the icy water. She was younger than most villagers, her posture resilient against the cold. As Thomas approached, the woman turned, her eyes meeting his, reflecting a mix of wariness and resolve. "You're the new teacher, aren't you?" she asked, her voice steady despite the chill. "I'm Helen." I've heard about you. Thomas nodded, extending a hand that she shook firmly. Yes, I'm Thomas. It seems I've arrived at an interesting time. Helen's laugh was a brief, warm sound in the cold air. Interesting is one word for it, she said. You must have heard the stories by now. About the ice-bound heart. Thomas nodded again, his curiosity evident. The villagers speak of it in hushed tones. Spirits returning on this particular night. Yes, Helen replied, her gaze drifting towards the darkened woods bordering the village. Every year, we brace ourselves. Nobody ventures outside after dark. We keep our homes warm, hoping it's enough to keep them at bay. Thomas felt a shiver that wasn't entirely from the cold. Have you ever seen these spirits? He asked tentatively. Helen's eyes flickered with a shadow of fear. Once, when I was a child. It's a sight you never forget. They say the spirits are heartbroken, but all I remember is the terror. A gust of wind swept through the village, sending a flurry of snow dancing in the air. The two of them instinctively drew closer, seeking warmth in the face of the encroaching freeze. Be careful tonight, Helen warned, her tone serious. Stay inside and keep warm. And whatever you do, don't let curiosity lure you out. Thomas nodded, a sense of foreboding settling in his heart. I'll heed your advice, he said, though his voice betrayed his deepening intrigue. As they parted ways, Thomas couldn't shake the feeling of impending doom that seemed to hang over Coldhaven. The stories, once mere folklore, now felt ominously real, and the cold night was just beginning. With each step back to his lodgings, the chill seemed to grow more intense, as if the very air was alive with unseen dread. The village, shrouded in darkness and silence, awaited the night with bated breath, and Thomas, despite himself, awaited it too. The night deepened in Coldhaven, and a haunting stillness enveloped the village. Thomas lay in his bed, the covers pulled tight, but sleep eluded him. His mind replayed Helen's warnings, her stories of heartbroken spirits haunting the coldest night. The wind howled outside, a mournful symphony against the wooden walls of his room. It was in this restless state that Thomas heard the first unsettling sound, a faint, desperate scratching, like brittle fingers against glass. Compelled by a mix of fear and curiosity, Thomas crept out of bed and peered through the frost-framed window. The moonlight cast the village in a ghostly hue, shadows and light playing tricks on his eyes. Then he saw it, a figure shrouded in a mist of ice, its movements slow and deliberate. It was one of the heartbroken spirits, just as the villagers had described. The spirit drifted down the main street, its form ethereal yet distinctly human. Thomas's breath caught in his throat as he watched, a mix of horror and fascination gripping him. The spirit paused before a house, its icy hand reaching for the door. The wood creaked open, and the figure vanished inside. Thomas was still processing what he'd seen when a scream shattered the night's silence. It was a sound of pure terror, echoing through the empty streets. Without thinking, Thomas grabbed his coat and rushed outside, the cold air biting into his skin. The scream had come from the house the spirit had entered. Thomas approached cautiously, his heart pounding in his chest. The door was ajar, swinging gently in the wind. He pushed it open and stepped inside, the warmth of the house a stark contrast to the icy chill outside. In the living room, he found chaos. Furniture was overturned, and in the corner lay an elderly man, his face contorted in fear. His skin had taken on a ghastly pallor, and a layer of frost covered his body. The room felt unnaturally cold, as if the spirit had left its icy touch behind. Thomas was joined moments later by Helen, who had heard the scream as well. Her face was pale as she took in the scene. It's happened, she whispered, her voice trembling. Just like the legend said, the spirit, it took him. The gravity of the situation descended upon them. The legends were not just stories, they were harrowing realities. Thomas felt a sense of responsibility, a need to protect, but he was also aware of his own vulnerability against such inexplicable phenomena. As they stood in the silent house, a sense of panic began to spread through Coldhaven. Lights flickered on in neighboring houses, and distant shouts pierced the night. The village, once a picture of winter serenity, had become a landscape of fear and uncertainty. Thomas and Helen exchanged a look, a silent agreement that they needed to do something. They couldn't let the terror of the icebound heart consume the village. But as they stepped out into the cold night, with the moon watching over them like a silent sentinel, they knew they were facing a horror beyond their understanding. A horror that had only just begun. As the night pressed on, a sense of foreboding tightened its grip on Coldhaven. The wind's mournful cry seemed to carry with it more than just the cold. It whispered of approaching dread. Thomas and Helen, joined by a small group of villagers, stood huddled together, making a desperate decision. They would attempt to leave Coldhaven to escape the terror that the icebound heart had unleashed. The group, dressed in their warmest clothes and carrying whatever they could, set out into the night. The snow underfoot crunched as they moved cautiously, casting wary glances at the shadows dancing in the moonlight. Every creaking branch and rustling leaf heightened their anxiety, a constant reminder of the unseen danger lurking around them. As they navigated the narrow, snow-covered streets, more icy apparitions began to appear. The spirits, translucent and shimmering, drifted through the air, their presence sending chills deeper than the winter cold. They moved with a haunting grace, their hollow eyes searching, always searching for warmth. The group quickened their pace, hearts pounding in their chests. They were close to the edge of the village now, the dark outline of the forest visible under the night sky. It was then that tragedy struck. A spirit, faster and more aggressive than the others, descended upon them. It targeted an elderly man, gripping him with its icy embrace. His scream was cut short as he turned pale and frost-ridden, his life force drained away. Panic erupted among the group. Thomas, Helen, and the others scrambled in different directions, the unity of their escape shattered. Thomas found himself running alongside Helen, their breaths coming out in ragged gasps. Behind them, the chilling wails of the spirits echoed, a constant reminder of the peril they were in. They reached the edge of the forest, the trees standing like silent guardians. The forest was a dark maze, but it offered a chance to hide, to escape the spirits' relentless pursuit. Thomas and Helen plunged into the undergrowth, their way lit only by the moon's meager light filtering through the branches. The forest was alive with the sounds of their desperate flight. Branches snapped underfoot, and the rustling leaves seemed to whisper warnings. Every shadow seemed to hide a new terror, every gust of wind a potential icy grasp. As they navigated through the dense foliage, the sounds of the village and the pursuing spirits began to fade. Thomas and Helen pressed on, driven by fear and the slim hope of survival. But as they delved deeper into the forest, the realization dawned on them. They had escaped one nightmare only to find themselves lost in another. The cold of the night seeped into their bones, and the eerie silence of the forest weighed heavily upon them. They were far from safe, far from escape. And as they paused, catching their breath in the darkness of the forest, they knew the night was far from over. The shadows around them seemed to gather, whispering of unseen horrors yet to come. The night in Coldhaven grew wilder as a blizzard descended upon the forest, blanketing the world in white. Thomas and Helen, their figures mere shadows against the swirling snow, pressed forward, each step a battle against the howling wind. The forest around them had transformed into an unrecognizable labyrinth, the trees now ghostly sentinels in a world turned chaotic by the storm. The cold was relentless, an icy vice that seemed to squeeze the very air from their lungs. Visibility was reduced to mere feet, the snowflakes stinging their faces like a thousand tiny needles. Every direction looked the same, a disorienting expanse of white and shadow. Amidst the roar of the blizzard, Thomas thought he heard the faint, haunting sound of the spirits. He grasped Helen's hand tighter, a wordless pact to not let go, to not succumb to the terror that pursued them. They trudged on, their feet heavy, their minds focused solely on the thought of finding shelter. Just when hope seemed to wane, Thomas spotted a dark shape emerging from the white curtain of the storm. An abandoned cabin, its windows dark, its structure a welcome contrast to the endless expanse of snow. With the last ounces of their strength, they made their way to the cabin, pushing against the wind that seemed determined to hold them back. The cabin, once reached, provided a respite from the relentless blizzard. Its interior was shrouded in shadows, the air stale and cold, but to Thomas and Helen, it was a haven. They barricaded the door with an old piece of furniture, a feeble defense against the spirits, but it offered a semblance of safety. The cabin, though abandoned, bore signs of past habitation, a dusty fireplace, a table set with faded crockery, and an old, moth-eaten rug. The pair worked quickly to start a fire, the flickering flames casting a warm glow in the small room. As the warmth began to seep into their frozen limbs, they explored the cabin, discovering old blankets and a few cans of food. Thomas found a tattered book on a shelf, its pages yellowed with age. It was a diary, the entries dating back decades. As he flipped through it, a sense of history enveloped him, a connection to the past inhabitants of this secluded refuge. Helen, meanwhile, had managed to coax a small meal from their meager supplies. They ate in silence, the sound of their chewing loud in the quiet cabin. Outside, the blizzard raged on, the wind howling like a wild beast at their door. As they settled in for the night, huddled close to the fire, the reality of their situation hung heavily in the air. They were safe for now, but the blizzard and the spirits were still out there, waiting. The cabin, a temporary sanctuary, held its own secrets, whispers of a past long gone. And as they drifted into an uneasy sleep, the storm outside seemed to echo the turmoil in their hearts, a turmoil born of fear, uncertainty, and the relentless pursuit of the icebound heart. In the dim light of dawn, as the blizzard outside the cabin began to wane, Thomas and Helen discovered more than just shelter within its aged walls. Among the remnants of the past, they found a collection of diaries, their pages filled with the faded ink of yesteryears. As they delved into the writings, the air around them seemed to grow colder, the words unraveling a tale that wove sorrow into the very fabric of Coldhaven. The diaries belonged to a young woman named Abigail, who had lived in the village decades ago. Her words painted a picture of a life filled with love and hope, her heart devoted to a man named James. Their love story, detailed in the early pages, was one of joyous moments and whispered promises under the starlit sky of Coldhaven. But as the pages turned, the tone of the diaries shifted. A love that once burned bright between Abigail and James began to falter, marred by secrets and unspoken fears. Abigail wrote of a growing distance, a chasm that widened with each passing day. Her words ached with longing and despair, each entry a testament to a heart slowly breaking. One entry, dated to the coldest night of a long-forgotten winter, revealed the tragic culmination of their tale. James, consumed by his own demons, had left Coldhaven, his departure a silent shattering of Abigail's world. Her final entries were filled with a palpable grief, a soul-crushing loneliness that seemed to leap from the pages. Thomas and Helen, absorbing the weight of Abigail's sorrow, began to understand the true nature of the spirits that haunted their village. The icebound heart was not just a curse, but a manifestation of unending heartache, a cycle of love lost and never reconciled. The empathy they felt for Abigail, and by extension, the spirits, added a profound depth to the horror they faced. These were not malevolent entities, but souls trapped in eternal winter, their pain a frozen echo resonating through the years. As they sat in the quiet cabin, surrounded by the remnants of Abigail's life, a new resolve took root in their hearts. The spirits, they realized, were not to be feared, but understood. Their existence, a reminder of the fragile nature of love and the scars left by its loss. The storm outside had quieted, leaving a world blanketed in snow and silence. But within the cabin, the story of Abigail and her lost love lingered in the air, a whisper from the past that held the key to understanding the chilling mystery of the icebound heart. Thomas and Helen knew that their journey was far from over, but now they faced it with a newfound understanding of the sorrow that gripped Coldhaven. In the stillness that followed the storm, Thomas and Helen, huddled in the cabin, made a decision to wait out the remainder of the night. The warmth of the fire had dwindled to a gentle glow, casting long shadows on the walls. Outside, the world lay blanketed in snow, a deceptive calm that belied the lurking dangers of the icebound heart. Their plan, however, was soon shattered. A sudden, chilling breeze swept through the cabin, extinguishing the fire and plunging the room into darkness. The temperature dropped rapidly, their breaths visible in the air as they scrambled to relight the fire. It was then that they realized they were no longer alone. A spirit, its form shimmering with an icy light, had infiltrated the cabin. Its movements were slow, deliberate, as it glided across the room. Thomas and Helen felt the cold seep into their bones, a deep, piercing chill that went beyond physical sensation. The spirit, its eyes hollow with eternal sorrow, fixed its gaze on them. There was no malice in its movements, only a profound sadness that filled the room. Yet, the threat was undeniable. The air grew colder with each passing second, the spirit's presence draining the warmth from everything it neared. Thomas and Helen backed away, their hearts pounding in their chests. They knew they had to escape, to break free from the spirit's chilling embrace. With a burst of adrenaline, they made a dash for the door, pushing past the icy figure. The spirit, in response, let out a wail that echoed through the cabin. a sound of despair that reverberated in their very souls. They stumbled out into the snow, the cold air a sharp contrast to the spirit's freezing touch. Once outside, they realized the true extent of their predicament. The blizzard had ceased, but the landscape was unrecognizable, covered in a thick blanket of snow. Their tracks from the previous night had been erased, leaving them without a clear direction. The group, once united in their attempt to survive, now found themselves fragmented. Decisions needed to be made, but the encounter with the spirit had left them shaken, their resolve fractured. Helen argued for finding a way back to the village, while Thomas felt they should press on, away from the spirit's domain. Their debate was cut short by a distant sound, a reminder that the spirits were still near, still searching. With heavy hearts, they chose to split up, each taking a different path in the hopes of finding safety. As Thomas trudged through the snow, the weight of their decision heavy on his mind, he realized the night was far from over. The spirits of the icebound heart were still out there, and their sorrowful existence continued to haunt the winter landscape of Coldhaven. The path ahead was uncertain, and Thomas knew that the dawn, when it finally came, would bring no guarantee of safety or solace. In the dim light of the early morning, Thomas and Helen, now alone, trudged through the deep snow, each step a testament to their dwindling strength and determination. The cold had seeped into their very bones, an unrelenting force that tested their resolve. The world around them was a silent expanse of white, the trees standing like stoic witnesses to their struggle. Their journey was fraught with danger, the spirits of the icebound heart a constant threat in the shadows of the snow-covered landscape. Every rustle of the wind, every creak of a branch set their nerves on edge, a relentless reminder of the peril that pursued them. As they navigated the treacherous terrain, their bond, forged in the fires of shared fear and desperation, grew stronger. They leaned on each other for support, both physical and emotional, their shared glances conveying words unspoken in the frigid air. Their progress was slow, hindered by the deep snow and their own exhaustion. The spirits seemed to be everywhere, their icy presence felt in the sudden drops in temperature and the eerie shifts in the wind. Thomas and Helen narrowly evaded these encounters, sometimes hiding behind the thick trunks of ancient trees or crouching low in snowdrifts, their breaths held tight in their chests. Despite the relentless pursuit, there was a silent understanding between them, a mutual resolve to survive until dawn. They pushed on, driven by the hope that the rising sun would bring an end to the night's terror. As the first faint light of dawn began to seep through the clouds, painting the sky in hues of pink and orange, Thomas and Helen found a momentary refuge beneath a rocky outcrop. Their bodies were weary, their spirits frayed, but the light of dawn brought with it a renewed sense of hope. They huddled together for warmth, their conversation a low murmur in the quiet morning. Helen spoke of her life in Coldhaven, of the simple joys and the shadow of the curse that had always lingered. Thomas shared his own stories, his reasons for coming to this remote village, his dreams for a future now uncertain. In the shared warmth of their huddle, they found a fleeting sense of peace, a brief respite in a night that had tested the limits of their courage and endurance. They knew the danger was not yet past, the spirit still a lurking threat in the waning darkness. But as they sat together, waiting for the full light of day, their resolve hardened. They would face whatever came next, together, their bond a small light in the overwhelming darkness of the icebound heart. As dawn's light began to spread across the snowy landscape of Coldhaven, Thomas and Helen emerged from their shelter, a newfound determination in their steps. The village, blanketed in a layer of frost, lay silent and still, as if holding its breath. But the peace was deceptive, for lurking within this tranquility was the most formidable of the spirits, the very heart of the curse. As they cautiously made their way through the village, the air grew markedly colder, an intense chill that seemed to emanate from the very core of Coldhaven. Then, without warning, it appeared, a spirit like none they had seen before. It glowed with an inner light that was chilling to behold, its form more defined, more present. This was the origin of the icebound heart, the embodiment of the deepest sorrow and loss. The spirit's gaze was fixed upon Thomas and Helen, its eyes a deep, sorrowful blue that spoke of centuries of grief. It moved towards them, its presence so overwhelmingly cold that it seemed to draw the heat from their bodies with every step. Thomas and Helen turned and ran, their feet slipping on the icy cobblestones. The spirit glided effortlessly over the snow, its form a blur of light and ice. The chase led them through the winding streets of the village, past houses that stood silent and dark, witnesses to a nightmare that had plagued the village for generations. As they ran, the first rays of the sun began to touch the tips of the snow-laden roofs, casting a golden light over the village. The spirit, however, seemed undeterred by the approaching dawn, its pursuit relentless. In a desperate bid for escape, Thomas and Helen darted into an alleyway, their breaths ragged, their hearts pounding with fear. They could hear the spirit close behind them, its movements a haunting echo in the cold morning air. The alleyway led to the village square, where they found themselves at a dead end. The spirit loomed before them, its icy aura so intense that it felt as if the very air around them was freezing. Thomas and Helen stood back to back, bracing for the worst. But as the sun rose higher, its light began to weaken the spirit. The once formidable figure started to fade, its form becoming less distinct, its light dimming. The intense cold that had accompanied it receded, leaving in its wake a profound stillness. As the spirit vanished, Thomas and Helen collapsed to the ground, their bodies exhausted, their minds overwhelmed by what they had just witnessed. They had faced the heart of the icebound heart, the core of the curse that had haunted Coldhaven, and they had survived. The village, bathed in the morning light, seemed to awaken from a long slumber. The nightmare of the night was over, and as they sat in the square, watching the sun climb higher in the sky, Thomas and Helen dared to believe that they had outlasted the spirits. The dawn of a new day had arrived, bringing with it a glimmer of hope and a sense of hard-won peace. As the first light of dawn settled over Coldhaven, washing the village in hues of soft gold and pale blue, Thomas and Helen found themselves in a state of relief. The night, with all its terrors and icy encounters, had finally come to an end. The spirits, including the formidable Heart of Ice, had vanished as the sun reclaimed the sky. In the calm of the morning, they walked through the village, the snow crunching under their feet. The air, though still cold, was no longer filled with the haunting presence of the spirits. The village appeared peaceful, almost as if the horrors of the night had been nothing but a bad dream. Thomas and Helen, their bond strengthened by the trials they had endured, made a decision. They would leave Coldhaven, seeking a fresh start away from the shadows of the curse. As they discussed their plans, a sense of hope began to blossom in their hearts, a hope for a life unmarred by the sorrow and fear they had experienced. But as they passed by the village fountain, a sight caught their attention. A young woman, her face etched with grief, was kneeling by the water's edge. Her sobs were quiet, but the intensity of her despair was unmistakable. A young man, his expression one of regret and sorrow, stood a few feet away, his back turned to her. Thomas and Helen exchanged a glance, a realization dawning on them. The cycle of the icebound heart was not broken, it was merely dormant, waiting for the next winter, the next broken heart to fuel its return. The spirits they had faced were gone, but the curse remained, fed by the heartbreak of the living. As they left the village, the image of the grieving woman lingered in their minds. Coldhaven, with its picturesque beauty, was still a prisoner to the unending cycle of the icebound heart. The curse was a part of the village, woven into its very fabric, just as the snow was a part of the winter landscape. Thomas and Helen departed Coldhaven with heavy hearts, knowing that while they had escaped, the village remained under the shadow of the curse. The spirits would return, drawn back by the anguish of another broken heart, continuing the cycle that had haunted Coldhaven for generations. In the fading light of the dawn, as they looked back one last time, the chilling truth of the icebound heart hung in the air. The curse was a relentless force, a reminder that some tragedies linger long after the tears have dried, their echoes resonating through the cold, winter nights of Coldhaven. The echoes of the icebound heart have now faded into the silence of Coldhaven, but the whispers of its curse linger on. Thank you, brave souls, for joining us in our scary stories. Remember, when the night grows dark and the air turns cold, our tales will be waiting to revisit you, in the corners of your mind. Until next time, keep listening, keep wondering, and beware the shadows that dance in the corners of your eyes.